AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel today fired the police superintendent.
Superintendent McCarthy and I began a discussion on Sunday about the direction of the department and the undeniable fact that the public trust in the leadership of the department has been shaken and eroded. This morning, I formally asked for his resignation.
Emanuel named a task force to study police accountability in the aftermath of the release of a 2014 video that showed a white police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times. The executive director of Rescue, Release, Restore, a nonprofit in Chicago, says it's unlikely the mayor's task force can restore the public's trust.
As long as it is coming from the fifth floor, as long as we can appoint people to IPRA, as long as we can move people around, there will be no transparency.
Jury selection has recessed for the day in the manslaughter trial of a Baltimore police officer who is charged in the death of Freddie Gray. The selection process will continue tomorrow. Atlanta police say an 18-year-old South Carolina man killed last night during a gunfight fired first at officers after running away from a traffic accident. Police say drugs, thousands of dollars in cash, and two guns were found in a vehicle the man fled. Police also say a gun was found near his body. According to startling new federal statistics released today, fewer cases of diabetes are being diagnosed in U.S. adults. Authorities say a former Keene University student was charged today with making fake threats against her fellow black students at the school in New Jersey in an attempt to raise awareness of racism. She now faces a maximum 3 to 5 year sentence if convicted. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. is set to deploy a new special operations force to Iraq to help fight Islamic State militants.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says more than 50 special operators will at first work with Iraqi and Kurdish fighters before expanding their role in Iraq and Syria.
Conduct raids, free hostages, gather intelligence.
That's something Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford says the U.S. has been unable to do so far.
The lack of human intelligence inhibits our campaign for sure.
The two Pentagon leaders told a House panel the improved intelligence will generate more targets for attacks. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Travis Mills, a soldier who lost all four limbs during an explosion in Afghanistan, hopes to inspire others with his new book, Tough as They Come, about how he recovered from the wounds, picked up the pieces, and began helping other amputees through his foundation. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.